So let's review. Today's daf begins with a question regarding one who is ma'arich b'tfilasa. He prolongs his prayer. On the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda said that one of the three things that prolong one's life is ma'arich tfilasa, prolonging one's tefillah. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan said, kal ma'arich b'tfilasa, who ma'ayin ba'saif bo'lidei ka'avlev. One who prolongs his tefillah will eventually suffer heartache because his tefillah will not be answered. The Gemara answers, lo kasha, hod ma'ayin ba, hod lo ayin ba. This is not a contradiction. For Rabbi Yochanan, who considers prolonged tefillah detrimental, is referring to one who expects Hashem to answer his prayer on account of his prolonged tefillah. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who considers prolonged tefillah beneficial, refers to one who relies on the mercy of Hashem and does not expect Hashem to answer his tefillah merely because he prolonged his tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda said that another thing that prolongs one's life is hamarich al shulchana, one who prolongs his meal. The Gemara explains that this refers to one who prolongs his meal in the hope that a poor person will come and he will feed him. Regarding this point, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both say that today, when we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash to atone for our sins, Shulchanei Shel Adam Mechaper Lo, feeding the poor at one's table atones for him. The Gemara lists things that shorten one's life. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shloisha Dvar Mekatzen Yamav Ushnaisav Shel Adam. Rabbi Yehuda said that three things shorten the days and years of man. Mishnoisim Leisefer Torah Likris Ve'en Akara, one who is honored to read from the Torah and refuses to do so. One who is honored with leading the benching over a cup of wine and refuses to do so. And one who behaves toward his fellow man with excessive authority. After citing several other teachings regarding various topics, the Gemara cites a teaching regarding the appointment of a leader. Rav Yitzchok said, we may not appoint a leader over the community without consulting the community. He derived this from the Torah's description of Hashem's appointment of Bitzal as the one in charge of building the Mishkan. Ru'u kar Hashem b'shem Bitzal. See, Hashem has proclaimed by name Bitzal. The word see implies that Hashem asked Moshe whether he considered Bitzal worthy of the task. Moshe answered, Bain Shalom. Im lefanecha hagin lefanei lekoshkein. If you, Hashem, consider him worthy, then he is certainly worthy to me. Hashem then told Moshe to consult with Kalal Yisrael about Bitzal's appointment. And they gave the same answer as Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara goes on to describe the wisdom of Bitzal. Although Moshe instructed Bitzal to make the vessels of the Mishkan and then the Mishkan itself, Bitzal correctly understood that Hashem wanted him to do the opposite and make the Mishkan first so that there should be a proper place to put the vessels when he makes them. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Yodeya hayu Bitzal letzarif oisis sheniv bem shemayim v'oretz. Bitzal knew how to join the letters with which heaven and earth were created, meaning he knew the esoteric secrets of creation. The Gemara then goes on to a lengthy discussion about dreams. By way of introduction, we should note that many of these teachings are difficult to understand on their simple level, and some of them seem contradictory. The true meaning of this Gemara, as well as the Agadta Gemaras in general, can only be understood by learning the Mefarshim. We will now review many statements of the Gemara regarding the prophetic nature of dreams. Rav Chisda said, Chelma b'lei mifshir k'igarta d'lei mikarya. A dream that has not been interpreted is like a letter that has not been read, meaning neither good nor bad will come about because of it. Rav Yochanan said in the name of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, based on the drush of a mepasik, "Kishem sheyev shalavar b'lei tevin, kachiyev shalachaloyim b'lei dvarim b'teilim." Just like it's not possible to have wheat without some chaff, so too it is not possible to have a dream that will become true without some nonsense included in it. Rav Huna bar Ami said in the name of Rav Pedas, in the name of Rav Yochanan, "Haroyu chaloyim v'nafshei aguma, yelech v'yetfirenu b'fnei shleisha." One who has had a bad dream and is disturbed by it should go and have it interpreted in the presence of three people. The Gemara explains that this does not mean that they should interpret his dream, but that they should perform hatavas chalayim for him. The Gemara explains that this means that the person who had the dream should say, Chalma tova chazoy, I have seen a good dream. And they should answer him, Tavahu v'tavah l'hava, it is indeed good, and may it be good. May Hashem transform it for the better. May it be decreed upon you seven times from heaven that it be good, v'yahav tava, and may indeed be good. In addition, the Gemara tells us of a series of psukim that they should say to him. The Gemara says that one who had a dream and is unsure whether it was good or bad should go before the Kahanim during Birchas Kahanim and say the tefillah we say today, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chalom Chalamti, and so on. When Shmuel had a bad dream, he would say the pasuk, V'chalom Yis Hashav Yidaber, dreams speak lies. And when he had a good dream, he would say this pasuk in interrogative tone, V'chia Chalom Yis Hashav Yidaber, do dreams speak lies? Certainly not, for it is written elsewhere regarding a Navi, B'chaloyim adababoy, I shall speak with him in a dream. Rav explains that dreams speak the truth when they are sent to a person through a malach, and they speak lies when sent through a shade, a demon. Rav Elazar said, how do I know that All dreams follow the mouth, meaning that a dream turns out according to how it is interpreted. For the pasuk regarding Yosef's interpretation of the dreams of Pharaoh's officers, it says, "Vayichasher poster kein haya," just as he interpreted for us, so did it happen. The Gemara, in fact, relates that Rabbana once had a dream that was interpreted in 24 different ways by 24 different dream interpreters in Yerushalayim, and all 24 interpretations proved correct, because kol hacholomes holchen achar peh. Rabbi Yechanan said that hishkim v'nofel le'pasuk otech piv harezu nevu katana. If upon waking in the morning one automatically recites a pasuk, it's considered a minor prophecy. Rabbi Yechanan also said that there are three types of dreams that are destined to be fulfilled. Chalim shal shachris, a dream that one has right before he wakes up. Chalim shal cholim lechaveri, a dream that one's friend has about him. And chalim shenifter b'toy chalim, a dream that interpreted in middle of his dream. Some say also chalim shenishna, a dream that one saw two times. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, Ein maran lo adam ela mehir hu li libo. A person dreams only about things that he thought about during the daytime. Rava supports this from the fact that people do not dream of entirely far-fetched things like a palm tree of gold and elephants entering the eye of a needle.